Hello, my beautiful creatures. How are you guys? I'm good, seeing as how I've tried starting this podcast for the last 5 minutes. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm sorry, my voice, I feel like sounds like a weasel's butthole. I have been trying to start this podcast off for the last 5 minutes and I can't seem to do it correctly. Obviously I write out a script for myself, like all the stuff that I want to say. You know, this ADHD mind needs it in order to stay organized and know, you know what I'm gonna say, so I'm not, you know, repeating the same things or like see, this part of what I'm saying is not scripted, and so I'm messing up. But basically, today's episode, I'm going to be talking about becoming independent. Obviously, I'm not an expert on this because I'm still in the process of becoming independent. This is a journey, and I'm still on it. But I have a little bit of experience. I have like a year into the whole adulthood thing, I guess you could say. And so I think I could give a little bit of insight. I think I want to maybe do these like little tally marks, like maybe once a year or something like that. I don't know. We'll see. Depending on the mood, how I want to do this. But I kind of share my, I've shared before my, you know, adulting journey. I think that was like my first episode that I ever posted. I believe it's called Getting Older. Way back when. Where I kind of just talked about my journey of just entering adulthood and how rocky and hard it was. And I related a lot to Billie Eilish's song Getting Older and about how no one ever tells you what it's like or ever truly prepares you, I believe. Obviously, you know, my parents did what they could, but at the same time I was very much sheltered. I wasn't really educated in the proper ways of, you know, handling my money. I had a lot of bad examples, if I'm being quite honest. And there were just certain things that I didn't know going into adulthood. And so when time for, you know, came apart, you know, I took it upon myself to start teaching myself certain things about finance and taking certain steps to ensure my security financially, in a sense, I guess you could say. I'm nowhere near financially stable. That's a goal of mine, though. I've started taking a financial class that's going pretty well. And just certain stuff like that. But at the same time, I, even though I'm very, very, very much new and at the bottom of the scale, I have still learned quite a bit about gaining your independence and doing the whole adulthood thing. So I was like, you know what? I'll come on, talk to my peeps, and share a little bit about it. So, starting off, so you want to be independent. Finding my independence for me, like I said, it has been a journey. You know, obviously, for those who don't know me, my name is Ashanti Augustine, and I am your host. Welcome to But Like That's On My Mind. And so, in today's episode, I'm going to get, you know, tell you guys a little bit about my journey, and then at the end, I'm going to give you a couple of tips. It's not a lot, because like I said, I'm still in the midst of it, but a couple of things that I've learned that's kind of helped me along the way. And I guess I should just start off at the beginning. You know, growing up, I wasn't really a leader, which sucks because I feel like we always kind of want us ourselves to be the main character. You know, we always want to be the hero. We always want to be that sort of thing. That's why this TV show called The Magician. I haven't watched it in years. I only watched like the first season. But one thing I loved about it was the main character wasn't the hero. He wasn't the one, you know, who made everything happen, who everyone relied on, all that. But he wanted to be. He thought he was going to be, and yet he wasn't. It was other people, and it was the side characters who were, which I thought was absolutely incredible because there are situations in our life when it's like we're not the hero, we're not the main star of the show, we're not, you know, obviously we're the main character in our own lives, but stuff like that. And so growing up, you know, I was very shy. I was very what's the term, introverted. I still am, obviously, like a lot better at it, being that I'm older and I'm in school and I forced myself to be. But because of that, and I, you know, was pretty much babied, I never really had to kind of get into that leadership role and kind of be, you know, do things and be assertive and, you know, have initiative and all that type of stuff with it because I always had everybody doing everything for me. And so when I kind of got older, it wasn't I that was when I realized it was really honestly maybe about a year or 2 years ago, probably about 2 years ago around that time. But that's when I was, you know, starting to get into applying to schools and stuff like that. And, you know, my whole life I followed my sister and like I said, everyone did everything for me. And so it was really when the world started forcing me to become an adult. Like I didn't just go in, like I didn't turn 18 and say, oh, I'm gonna be an adult now. I'm gonna do all the adult things. Like, no, I was like, I'm gonna turn 18, I'm gonna be like try to prepare myself, but I still thought I had time. No, I did not have time. Literally the moment I turned 18, that's when stuff started happening. Like, moving one right thing, one after the other. I haven't had, I miss the feeling of not having a job or having responsibilities. And I will never get that again, where I didn't have to take certain things. I didn't have to work constantly and stuff like that. Like, I will never have that again. Because even if I become financially stable, when I become financially stable and I'm not, you know, working a regular retail job, I'm still going to be working some type of job. I still have responsibilities and stuff like that. Like, I'll never be that carefree again. And it wasn't, you know, until that, like, the world was like, yeah, no, honey, we're going to push you into this, that I understand. Okay, I need to step up, you know? And, you know, for me, like, I did the whole thing. I got a job. I researched finance. I got a debit card. I got a credit card. I got a therapist. That had more to do with, you know, mental things than actually trying to be an adult. I got a full-time job. Then I got a car. I got early admitted into college. You know, I did the whole nine yards. Like, obviously, all of these things did not happen at the same time. It happened at different times for different reasons, but they still aided in my journey to me gaining my independence. You know, I started taking on, you know, more bills, more jobs, and then I started university, and that's when, like, things really, really started to change. But the problem with adulting is that, like, life puts you in situations where you have to step out of your, like, kid role and into an adult one, which is the worst feeling, not in the world. But it's not a great feeling. You know, for example, it's just like, oh, I don't even know. Like, maybe just like some film jobs that I have to do. And it's like, I'm so used to, you know, because when you're a kid, you get that kid, you know, leeway. You know, people don't expect certain things of you because they're like, well, she's new and she's a kid. You know, we have to kind of show her the ropes and stuff like that. But it's when you're in it and I'm working like actual jobs with people who have years and age on me. And they don't know anything about me. They don't know that I'm new at this. They don't know that I was at the time 17. They didn't know any of that. They just like knew that I was there. I had a job to do and I had to get it done. And so they treated me like an adult. They treated me like I had experience and years on me. And if there was stuff I didn't know, obviously I would ask and they would tell me. If obviously some of them have prior knowledge that I was new and stuff like that. But that was when I kind of was like, I kind of can't rely on my being a kid anymore. If I want these people to take me serious, you know? And it was like that I had this like epiphany, like, holy crap, this is a little bit of what the real world's like. And with that, you know, it's strange. I'm trying to figure out how I want to phrase this. And it's the times where I'm doing those adult jobs. This sounds so dirty. Maybe I'm just dirty minded. Yeah, when I'm doing adult jobs. No, when I'm doing jobs for typically done by adults. So in my case, filmmaking jobs, and they're approaching me and treating me like an adult, but I feel like a kid. That's like, for me, that's such a mind-boggling feeling, and it's a crappy one at most, especially just for me. Like, I don't know if anyone else has ever felt like that. And if you have, just know you're not alone. But it's like when I have to do something and I feel like I have this like kid mindset. Like, I feel like I'm a child wearing my parents' shoes. You know, and everyone's treating me and talking to me like I'm an adult. And I just feel stupid because I feel like I should understand this and I should know certain things. And I should feel a certain way, but I don't. Like, I still feel like I did when I was 16 or whatever, you know, and I'm a whole whopping 19 years old. And with that, it's just like it really breaks down on you. And it's I get very into my head. I'm like, oh, God, now I'm going to mess up. You know, I start freaking out and I get a lot of anxiety. And I'm like, oh, I'm too dumb to like know how this works. And it's a whole thing. However, I'm now learning that gaining independence has more to do with how you view yourself in your life rather than the things you do. And what I mean by that is, like, to me, getting a car and jobs and paying bills were what made me an adult. You know, that's what made me independent. But in reality, it was changing my mindset that truly made me feel like an adult and like I was independent, you know. Basically, like, I thought if I went through the motions, then I was, you know, truly being an adult. That's what, cause, you know, for me, I always, like, asked a lot of people, especially at the older I got, I always asked, like, what is it being an adult like? You know, what do you have to do? And stuff like that. And so they were, stuff that they were telling me, no one ever told me how they felt or how they changed their mindset or how they thought about things. They always just said the things that they did. So I just thought, oh, okay, if I do these certain amount of things, I will be an adult. It's like when they tell you, oh, if you do these certain things, you know, you'll be successful. Yeah, you may be successful, air quotes, in a sense, but if you don't change your mindset to things, like, if you have, like, oh, I'm going to fail mindset and you're trying to do these things, you're just going to think you're going to fail, so you're not going to try as hard. something like you catch my drift, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, next year, I'm going to France. Hold on. Ah! That was the wrong one. Hold on. That was also really loud. I meant to do. For those who didn't listen to my last podcast, I'm shooting on a soundboard that has like these like effects buttons, and I didn't discover it until the end of the episode. I'm like, oh my god, I have all these things I can press. But I got a mix up, and I thought that orange was applause, but that was a very loud siren that just scared me. But yeah, so I'm going to France, for the Cannes Film Festival, which is one of the biggest film festivals in the world, and everyone goes there. I mean, if you, every actor, director, producer, writer, every single person who is within the film industry, obviously, bigger film industry, not really smaller filmmakers can obviously really can't make it there, but like the really big guys, they're all there. That's the one time you'll get them all in that one area. And so I'm going there. I'm doing a study abroad for film, for my film school. And that I'm going to give you guys more information on that around the time that it's happening, because I really don't know much on it, just that we're going. So I'm very, very excited about that. And then next month, I'm doing a film job in Orlando. And the strange thing is, each time I would like offer the opportunity to go or to do these certain jobs, I asked my mom if I could go. Why? You know, like, it's like, why would I need to feel the need to ask my mom? I don't live at home. I pay majority of my own bills. And so why was my first reaction like, oh, I have to ask mom, I have to see if she's okay? No, like, when I tell you, literally the moment I got off the phone with the producer who called me about the Orlando job, I called my mom like, hey, can I go to Orlando to do this film job? And I felt like I was a kid asking my mom to go on a play date, you know? And now that I've like tweaked my mindset a bit, like I see that, and like I need to learn to trust myself. And what I mean by that is, I actually figured this out last night. Honestly, why pay money for a therapist when you figure out yourself? I'm kidding. I do pay money for a therapist, and it's extremely beneficial, and I cannot wait to tell her about my revelation. But I learned last night, because I was doing some research, obviously, for this episode, and I'm doing research, obviously, on how to become more independent, because obviously I have my own things, but I was like, you know, let me do a bit of research for you guys so that, you know, I kind of back up a bit what I'm talking about, and also find other ways that I haven't already thought of. And one of the things that I read was when you, like, I don't remember the site, but it was asking, like, oh, you know, it's stating, like, you know, when you ask people for their opinions and you kind of value their opinions, not necessarily value, but, like, when it comes to making your decision, you need other people's opinions to reflect on your decision. It means you're emotionally dependent on people. And that's the first time never clicked in my mind. And in that moment I read that, I ran through every single scenario that I could possibly remember where I had to make a decision. And every time I had to make a decision, I always ask someone about it. I always, whether it's my mom, whether it's my dad, whether it's my sisters or my friends, oh, do you guys like this? Or what do you guys think about this? Or should I do this? Should I do that? I never once ask myself, is this the first? I never say, oh, is this something I want to do? Is this something I'm okay with? You know, I never trust myself to have security in my decisions. I never trust myself to do the right thing. And it wasn't, you know, and I didn't realize that was a problem until I told my older sister about the job. And I told her, like, yeah, I asked mom if I could go. And she said, yeah. She was a little surprised, like, wondering why I asked. She was like, because you shouldn't be asking. And my sister Shola, she's very big on me, not, you know, owning my stuff. I was about to swear. I really should start swearing on this show, because I do, but I won't. We'll see how I go. Besides the point. But yeah, you know, she's always been big on like me owning myself, owning my stuff. And she was like, you got to stop asking people for the decision that you make in your life. You got to stop asking people for permission. You know, if I want to go to France for film, go do it. If I want to work a film job, go. Do it. If I want to go buy a camera, or if I want to go do this, do that, go do it. Stop always asking other people if it's okay first. And last night, you know, it was really just sitting with me, because it was like, how? You know, that's how I've been my whole life. And it's like, I don't trust myself enough to, I'm just so used to everyone making decisions for me. And so when it's become time for me to make decisions for myself, I'm like, well, what if I mess up? Or what if I, you know, this decision causes something not so great to happen? But it's like, so what? That's life. You know, I can't control every outcome. But I need to know within my heart, if I think this is a good idea, this is a good thing for me to do, that's what I'm going to go with. And so, like, this morning, I got my logo, officially, a digitized one. I have the painting of it, but I got a digitized one of my logo for my production company. And my first thing was, like, okay, I liked it, but I was like, oh, I got to make sure everyone else likes it, too. I got to make sure they think it's cool. And it wasn't until, like, right after I said that, I was like, okay, no, I like it. I think it's cool. And the thing is, because I changed a certain part of it, and everyone was like, oh, no, like, I don't like that. No, go back to the other one. But I'm like, I don't like the other one. The other one isn't me. And it was my sister who kind of, my little sister, Shola, who was like, who pointed out to me when she saw the original draft of it. She was like, that part, that one part isn't you. And I thought that, but I was like, well, everyone else likes it, so I'll keep it. And so she said that, and I was like, well, you're right, you know? And so everyone was this morning was like, oh, you should change it, go back to the old one. I like that. And I was like, no, I like it. And Shola was like, if you like it, that's what you're going to go with. And I was like, hell yeah. And so obviously I've tweaked it a little bit so it can be a bit bigger because it's a very important part of the logo. But it was just that small thing, you know? And so I realized, like I said, you know, I need this to stop asking permission and just start really thinking for myself. And that's where my tips start to come in. And my first tip is, in terms of gaining your independence, and I feel like it's the most important thing you could possibly do, it's changing your mindset. Like, if you stop viewing yourself as a child or, you know, trapped, the more mature you'll feel, the more free you'll feel. And what I mean by this is, the more I just remind myself I am an adult and the decisions I make are the ones I choose for myself. They are the ones, whether regardless of the outcome, good or bad, I made them because at the time I thought that they were right. Even if they come out bad and I'm like wanting to feel regret about it, I'm like, at the time I thought it was right. And I think I do that to my sister all the time. My twin, she'll make decisions or certain stuff and then she'll regret certain things. And I'm like, at the time, did you think this was the right decision? If yes, then don't be upset about it or don't regret it, because at the time, that's what you thought. May not be, end up like that in the past. So it's like, I need to start following my own advice. I can give everyone else advice, but I can never take it or give it to myself, you know? And so I truly feel like just changing your mindset. And I this last few days, it had been something I had been working on unconsciously, because I started listening to this audio. Well, I actually just finished it. This audiobook called Badass Habits. By, I'm not going to say her name because I cannot remember it, but I will put it in the description. But basically, something I'm trying to work on is just changing my habits and creating. I've told you guys before, I create a system in my mind and how it works and how I be productive and stuff like that. And one thing I realized, the reason why my systems never work is because I don't try to make them work. I kind of just apply them. I don't even apply them. I just write them down, say that that's what I'm going to do. And I'm like, oh no, it's not working. What the hell, bro? Like, you don't do anything to make it work. And so one of the things I've been doing is just like working on changing my mindset, and reading that book or listening to it was one of the biggest things that she talked about. And was like, you know, you can apply that you want to do these habits, but you can start doing them, but you're not going to enjoy them or constantly do them. It's that mindset of it's what I want to do. It's what I'm pushing myself to do. That's what gets you to do it. And so like for me, I started applying that. I created a habit tracker. I created a list of habits that I want to engage in every morning. You know, it's still hard for me to do. It's still taking a lot, but I'm not getting upset with myself for it. So, like, my habits are, like, every morning, I wake up. First thing I do is I pray, and then I do devotionals on the Holy, like, on the Bible app, which is, like, little Bible plans, because I used to be able to read my Bible, like, every morning, 5 chapters. I was that type of person. I can't anymore for some reason. It's just, it doesn't resonate well with me. Not well with me. It's just, like, my mind can't focus on it, and I also feel like I'm not actually reading it because I want it to interpret and I want it for myself. I feel like I'm reading it just because I feel like I have to. And so every morning I do like my devotionals because I like them. They're very easy for me to do. I get my spiritual intake from that. Also, I joined the life group, and we get every week, they send us a new devotional. So every week I'm like engaging and stuff like that, which is very cool. And then I listen to worship music. And I don't listen to regular gospel. Like, I'm listening like Torn Wells or We Are Messengers or just certain music that's very pop, or like just smooth and jazz and stuff like that, which is very awesome. And then I like to meditate in the morning, do my journaling, yoga, meditating and yoga, it's still very hard for me to say concrete one. Like, I didn't do it this morning. I don't have on my habit tracker. I just have it that I just do them. It doesn't like have a specific time because I know there are certain times like when I have to work in the morning or certain things in the morning that I'm not able to. But for me, it's like as long as I can get them done during the day. But I do try to get them done in the morning. And then it's just more things like that. And so I have been doing pretty well on it. Definitely, I can Kaizen it, do a lot more improvement. For those who don't know what Kaizen means, it literally just means to improve something every single day. And for me, I can Kaizen that in the morning. Just actually, you know, get up a little bit earlier. You know, go to sleep a bit earlier. And stuff like that. But I've been staying consistent with it. Obviously, there's some things I miss and something like that. But for the most part, I've done pretty freaking well. And it's because I'm like, I changed my mindset to be, this is not something I have to do, but something that I want to do for myself so that I can grow and do better. And when it comes to just being an adult, you know, I kind of, it was very fairly quick. Kind of scary how I did it. But like right after I had that conversation with my sister, when she was like, stop asking for permission, I was like, okay. And my mindset changed. Obviously, I'm still struggling with it. You know, it's not like I'm going to immediately stop, but it wasn't as hard. My changing my mindset starting to wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. It was more like I feel a lot more mature in a sense. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it without saying sounding crazy. But yeah, so change your mindset. You know, tell yourself I am an adult and I can do adult things. You'll start feeling more like it. Number two. Put yourself in situations that require you to get out of your comfort zone and forces you to put yourself in adult-like mindset. What I mean, like, this has to do a lot, this corresponds a lot with, you know, number one, which is change your mindset. For this, you know, obviously you can change your mindset by telling yourself certain things and stuff like that, but it's really the actions and stuff that you do that also help with that. And what I mean, like, you know, because actions forces you to make decisions. Decisions forces you to, you know, to think. And so for me, an example of this is going out and even with, okay, we'll use my film job for example, because that's the only example I can seem to think of. So for me, when I go to Orlando next month, I'm going to put myself in an environment with people I don't know. Obviously, I know one person and I may be working with another person that I do know, depending on find out later today. But for the most part, I'm going to be working with hundreds of people that I have never met before. I can't be shy or introverted me. No, I have to be I'm a bad ASSSS version of me. You know, I have to put myself in a situation where I can't really cower or be scared. You know, it's an adult job. I had to put myself in that job and I have to make decisions that require me to think wisely and kindly of myself and stuff like that. So like I said, put yourself in situations that force you to think like an adult and think positively and that aids in changing your mindset. Number, what is it? Trois in French. Uno, dos, tres. I'm currently learning Spanish if you haven't picked up on my uno, dos, tres. It's a whole progress. I can say, hola, me llamo Ashanti. De nada. Yay. Wait, pause. Number three, try new things that you would not normally try and put yourself out there. Oh my God, do I still struggle with this one? An example of something that I did the other day, though, because I am trying, is, like I said, I just recently joined the life group, which is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. This specific life group, problem was just last year, I wasn't able to. I was working constantly and I couldn't, and stuff like that. But I, you know, made it a mission for me to just become more in with church and build my relationship with God. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm not religious. I am spiritual. There is a difference that I will not be explaining right now. Basically, I'm going to explain it. Basically, means I care more about my relationship with God rather than the rules and this stuff like that. Because Christianity is a whole, it's not a bad thing, but there are bad people who make it bad and stuff like that. And I feel like Christianity to me is about my relationship with God and what I do with it, you know, and how that affects me and where that leads me. And so for that, you know, I wanted to join a life group in it because I really want more Christian friends. I don't have any Christian friends. Same way I joined a new book club because I don't have any friends that read. And so I, you know, was very, very nervous. My first time was last week. I was terrified because I was like, oh, well, you know, I've been to, like, we have very huge events for my life my life group. It's a young and adult life group, and I've been to the events, but I've always been by myself, and I've always been very shy. Like, I will go to, like, it's like a concert, and then there's, like, the whole, like, sermon. Not a sermon, after, more like a conversation, but, like, with people and stuff like that. And then afterwards, just like, games, food trucks. It's, like, a whole big thing. But everyone is also hanging out with their friends. I didn't know anybody, even though I volunteer at the church, and I've seen them all around. I've had a couple of conversations. I'm not friends enough with them to go up and be like, hi. Or I'm not confident enough to go up and be like, hi, or whatever. But, yeah, and so I was very nervous going into it. And so something that I always do is that you will never see me without a book or my headphones. Or if you see me without a book, it probably means that I'm listening to an audiobook, which is why I have my headphones. And the reason I have that is those are my safeguard. And basically, if I'm in an environment that I'm uncomfortable with, or if I feel like I have nothing to do, or if I'm feeling very shy or whatever, I just put on my headphones or I read. And I brought all of that with me there because I was terrified. I thought I had expectations. Woo! I just came up with a new tip. I didn't include this one, but now I have a new tip. Okay. Oh, that would be number 5. But yeah, and so I had like this certain expectation of how it would go. And so when I got there, you know, I wasn't expecting, they gave us name tags and stuff like that. But like, I wasn't expecting us to be sitting at circle tables. I was expecting us to be sitting in like rows of stuff like that. And so like, I went in and there was like people just sitting at tables. And so I chose one table that was completely empty and I sat there and I put on my headphones and stuff like that. And then these two girls that came and they like sat next to me and then they just started talking to me. I was very much shocked. I was like, oh, we do this? Okay, cool. And the moment I took off my headphones and I started talking to them, that's when things changed. And I started to enjoy myself. I got to know them. I learned about some new stuff. I learned about this tea bar. It's called a kava bar that I really want to go to. There's one near my house. And it was just stuff like that. Like, I put myself in a situation where I tried something new and it worked out well. I ended up getting out of my shell fairly quickly. I started talking with people who weren't at my table. And engaging, learning, you know, different names and stuff like that. I started, you know, when they would ask questions, I would be one to volunteer to speak, stuff like that. You know, I forced myself to get out of my own bubble and stuff like that. You know, I tried something new. Cuatro. I'm still very new at learning Spanish. Incorporate new routines in your life. Having a set routine and certain habits for some reason make you feel more mature. Now, I just realized I've been sitting in the most uncomfortable position for the last 30 minutes. Okay. What I mean by this is I've always been a very much routine-based person. For me, going with the flow is not a great thing because I get a lot of anxiety from it. I have to kind of like know what I'm doing at a certain time. The whole thing. Unless, like, if I choose not to write anything for that day, then that's the days I can, like, go with the flow, whatever. But that's the days I also know I'm not going to be productive. And so what I mean by this is having a set routine, regardless of whatever subject or whatever it can be, but that, for some reason, aids in you feeling a little bit more mature and a little bit more independent. Because it's like, for me, having a morning routine is a very important thing. I'm a night owl. I love staying up. I'm very great at it. But I also like getting up early in the morning because in the morning is when I feel the most like active in the sense of I can get work done. I can be very proactive. And at night, you know, I cannot schedule myself to do anything productive at night. For me at night, that's more when I'm creative, my creative side. So if I'm working on a script or something like that, then or like creating worlds or something, okay, that I can do at night. That's fine because my mind's very active in the sense of I can be very creative. So if I'm like needing to be productive morning, if I need to be creative night. And with that, I try to have a good morning routine because that is what kind of gets me going during the day. If I have a bad start to my morning, I feel like the rest of my day is like affected. It's like water. It just trickles down. And so with that, like my morning routine is it's still a work in progress. I was very, very efficient with it in the past. And then that all fell apart. And so it's like I'm now slowly trying to build that all back together. But it's more having to do with I need to start going to sleep a lot earlier, which is a very serious problem for me. But my morning routine is basically I like to get up in the morning. I try to get around 7 hours of sleep. I don't like to get under less because I'm tired. My mind already messy. It does not work if I'm tired. And so I like to get up. And the first thing I do, you know, like I said, I pray, read my devotionals, listen to worship music. While I do that, I like to obviously wash my face, brush my teeth. I like to drink a glass of water. Like the first thing I like to do, I typically do it before I brush my teeth. But I like to drink a cool glass of water, and then I like to sit for a little bit, and I'll like maybe like 10 or 15 minutes. I like to just watch YouTube. This has always been something I like to do because if I immediately go from getting up to reading my Bible to meditating, journaling, yoga, all that, then I'm going to be feeling very much forced and like I don't have enough time to like kind of relax. So I like to take a little couple of minutes. I like to watch YouTube. Nothing crazy. Like just like vlogs. Typically, I like to watch Emma Chamberlain. I think I've mentioned before. I absolutely love her. Absolutely love her. I love her vlogs. Watching her videos definitely helped me a lot, especially in the summer. These past couple of summers, honestly. But I like to watch it. I just started watching this new girl. She lives in a van, and something about living in a van I've been very much interested into. There's something I would like to experience one day. But it just like videos that made me feel calm. Honestly, this morning I wasn't in the mood for watching videos or anything like that. But I wanted something to play because I got like maybe about 4.5 hours sleep, 5 hours because I stayed up too late. And so I just like played this like gray rain jazz music thing, and it was like raining. The screen was like kind of like not black and white, but like gray, and it was gloomy. And I like closed my blinds and I kind of just laid there and I felt better. That's what kind of got me in the mood. And then, you know, that's like sets my tone. And then I like to get up. I have to journal. That's a really big thing for me. I got to get my thoughts out in the morning. I like to meditate, do yoga. That's like what I try to get done. Obviously, meditating and yoga sometimes happens later in the day, which is fine. I want to have it multiple times a day. But I at least need to stretch because I feel very like stiff in the morning. And then if I have time, unless I have to do something, I like to do about 10 minutes of my Duolingo where I try to learn Spanish, and then 10 minutes of practicing chess because I'm really trying to learn how to play chess. I believe it will allow me to learn how to strategize and to look at the whole picture instead of just making a move. You know, chess, you have to look at the whole board and figure out what move is exactly best. I suck at chess. I'm just going to put that out there. But I'm learning. And yeah, so for me, that's kind of, you know, that routine is what makes me feel like I can do this. Like I have my stuff together. And when I do it, you know, it makes me feel a lot more mature. And for me, it aids in my independence a bit because, you know, every morning I'm making a decision to do those things, you know, and those decisions, because I'm making it myself. I'm not asking anyone for permission. I'm not asking if it's okay. I'm not asking how this makes me look. I'm just doing it because I know that it's good for my health. It's good for me. That makes me feel more like free, you know? And when I don't do it, I feel so restricted. I feel so much. Maybe I'm just dramatic. I don't know. So just having a routine. It doesn't have to be a morning routine. It could be even a night routine. Or I do some self-care, which I need to start doing too, because I am terrible when it comes to taking care of myself. I actually just learned yesterday as I was at work, and I have these pair of Vans, these checkered pair, and the soles are completely effed up. Like, I'm talking holes. All that. And I have other shoes, but I typically like to wear those when I'm working because the job I have, I typically get messy and stuff like that. And it's a lot of moving around. But for that type of job, I need shoes that are very comfortable and that, you know, are good for my feet. And when I told him, he was like, "Let me see the inside of your shoe." I was like, "Okay." And I showed him. He was so angry with me because he was like, "You're on your feet for hours out of the day and you're wearing those shoes. You need to protect your feet, you know?" And that's just a way I realized I need to start taking better care of myself. And just the things that I eat, for me, just even waking up and maybe doing a little bit of exercise in the morning and stuff like that. You know, just even taking care of yourself, a way to be more independent. Because adults are supposed to air quote take care of themselves. I don't think many do. But yeah. And so my final tip, the one I came up with like not too long ago when I like went, ooh, and that one is stop setting. Well, how do I want to word this? What I'm trying to say is basically stop setting expectations to certain things. What I mean like this: it's okay to have certain expectations, and for certain things you should. When it comes to how, like for example, relationships, when it comes for what you expect of your partner, obviously for certain things you know that they should be doing as your partner, you have to have certain expectations. That's just simple things or expectations for yourself. But reasons why you shouldn't truly have so many expectations, especially big expectations, is when you don't live up to that, or you don't meet that, or someone else doesn't meet that expectation that you set for them. You're absolutely disappointed, or you're angry, and you can't actually, you know, enjoy the good things that happen. For example, Bullets. I don't have an example for myself, but an example that I can make up is, so say if there was this, you know, never mind. I do have an example. Okay, going in, this is my first year living on campus. And the entire year that I knew that I was living on campus, said it was like official, like I had my roommates picked out, like I had everything. We all planned out how the room's going to be, all that. And it was just days, counting down the days, like month by month, day by day, like week by week, all that. And I had this expectation of how school was going to be. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to be doing all these clubs. I'm going to be so into school now. My living with my roommates is going to be great because they're my friends. We're going to have all these different types of parties that we're going to do. Like, not parties, but, like, little things we do with each other and stuff like that. And that was my whole mindset. Like, oh, this is going to be, like, the greatest year ever. It's going to be amazing. And then I started school. I haven't done half of these things with my friends. I haven't been to one club meeting. I mean, the one I want, two I wanted to go to, I worked at those times and I couldn't go. And stuff like that. I've been on campus, but I've barely been on campus. And I had this such big expectation of just how campus was going to be and how I was going to live. And I did not meet that at all. At all. And so I was just like, oh, I hate being on campus. I hate being in my room. I'm just feeling all crappy. Like, I don't like this at all. Like, I was literally spending more time at home than I was at school. And it wasn't until, I don't even remember when, but it kind of came to me and it was like, I put too much of an expectation and too much of a thought process and our hope on this one year of school. And because of that, I wasn't thinking about the good times that I had. The times where, at first, living with my roommates was great. Not great, but it wasn't bad. And I had some pretty great memories with my friend. Staying up all night, teaching them how to play spoons. Only to learn that one of them was absolutely crazy and very extremely competitive. Every Sunday, watching House of the Dragons with my two friends. Having dinners with my friends and all of us calling each other up. I'm like, hey, I'm making this. You want to come over? You know, stuff like that. Going to different places and stuff with my friends. Driving in the middle of the night, going to places, whatever, with my friends. You know, I wasn't thinking about those good times. I was so focused on the fact that school did not meet my expectation. And so when I say don't make expectations, especially big ones, don't overdo it, you know? If you make expectations, keep them simple. And also remember, you know, you can't make expectations for other people and expect them to live up to it. Because you cannot control the actions of it, you know? Obviously, you should have standards. You know, don't just date someone who's absolutely crappy. You have expectations for how you want them to treat you. But at the same time, you can't be like, oh, I want them to buy me flowers every Sunday and to tell me how beautiful I am every morning. While they should be doing that, you can't expect that of them. And when they don't do that, be upset, you know? And so it's kind of like that, just picking and choosing your battle. And just, I hope this all has helped you all. Hold on, I'm extremely parched. I've been talking for 30 minutes without a sip of water. ASMR. Oh, that was terrible. I'm so sorry. You guys have to hear that, but I'm not going to cut it out. That was extreme. I'm sorry for that very loud noise. That was me putting my very heavily water down. But yeah, and so I really wanted to come on today because this is something that I've been struggling with. It's something I've been dealing with and working with for honestly God knows how long, but this is the first time I'm starting to make movement. I feel like in life, we sit still for so long, and when there's times for progress, that's when it goes by really quickly, and it all happens at once, and then you go back to those still things. You know, it's okay to be still. It's okay not to move, but when you're still for so long, and you just start to feel stuck. You're not even still anymore. You're just stuck, and there's nowhere for you to go. You can't move, and I'm changing my mindset to know I don't have to be stuck. I've been stuck because I chose to be. Whether I meant to or not, you know? And so I just wanted to come on just to let you guys know these here are a couple of things you guys can do. You know, it won't happen instantly. It may happen for me like a teeny bit, and more feeling-wise. My perspective changed. And with that, everything's starting to fall more in place. And so I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. There's so many more things that I want to talk to you guys about and a lot more that's happening that I'm just planning. And one thing definitely is just being consistent with my episodes, you know, this is something I'm very passionate about, something I very much enjoy doing. And it's just finding, you know, the will into myself to just like, hey, this is what I want to do. Make it a habit. every Monday, you know, I'm uploading. Or Sunday. I think I'm going to change it to Sundays. I don't know. I got to figure out what day I want to actually post. But yeah. And so thank you guys so much for listening and for staying this entire time. I think this is around like a little over 30 minutes, which is typically longer than what I normally do. But I just really felt like just opening up to you guys. You know, I feel like this is like a little fun community, a fun little space where we can kind of just talk and do whatever, get emotions out, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, so make sure you guys follow me, please, because, you know, I'm so awesome on Instagram at Ashanti0419. Also, follow my bookstagram at _booksandtea. I also started a TikTok and a book talk, which is literally for the TikTok, the same thing for my books is _booksandtea. And for my TikTok for myself, it's Ashanti Octane, literally just one word. And yeah, which I've been having a lot of fun on. My book talk is one I've been more consistent on, because that one's more like, you know, what I'm doing for my hobby. Not hobby, but like my passion project. And whereas my regular one is just for me, just kind of have fun on and stuff that I do. Obviously, I'm sharing more of my filmmaking journey and stuff like that. But it's also just making stupid TikToks with my friends and stuff like that. So follow both. I'll put them in the description below. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Wait, I wanna press it. Oh my god, that scared the hell out of me. I'm done with the board. It's scaring me. Bye.